You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome into the show on a Friday morning here on 96.5 The Fan.
Bob, God, back. I wish it was a Friday morning.
I do, man. That sounds awesome.
Skipping Tuesday went.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today is Thursday, baby.
Yep, straight to Friday.
Rolling into Friday. Friday already, man.
Feels like it.
It's going to feel like it at the end of the week, I'll tell you, with all the storm weather that we got rolling through today.
We need the rain, damn it.
No, we definitely do.
At that point in my life.
I was just saying, you've jumped the shark early in life. At 37 years old, you're going, I think we need the rain, because I got a text from Josh last night. He goes, well, somebody fired up the lawnmower trying to beat the rain out here at like 7 o'clock at night. Through the neighborhood, trying to cut your grass.
Sometimes I'm on the back patio and I feel like Bill Paxton from the movie Twister. Pick up some grass and like let it go in the air. And I'm like, rain.
Yep.
You know,
I don't need that anymore. I got a dog now who tells you hours before this thing is happening that we are going to get rain.
Poor Winnie's going to have a tough couple days.
Oh, it's going to be brutal. I feel bad for her and I don't know what to do. Like, we've given her anxiety medicine, you know, to try to calm her down a little bit. But last night she was like wedged between the bed and the wall to try to get protection from these storms. Sometimes she ends up in the bathtub and, you know, just kind of looking for protection and safety and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, nothing's going to bother you. It's going to be okay. But she gets so scared and like just tries to hide in all these places because of the rain. And then it does. It happens. And then, you know, she doesn't come out for 3 days.
You got to put like a Benadryl and a Cheeto or something like that.
Yeah, we've got some medicine for her, you know, that she eats. But it like takes 3 hours apparently to kick in. And she, you know, spits it out, eats the cheese, spits it out, eats the cheese. About the third or fourth time, she finally takes the pill.
Shedeur Sanders had a great weekend.
He did.
Looks like a pro.
Yep.
Shocked Browns coaches with precision and accuracy.
Uh-huh.
Sanders reportedly was throwing the ball with a touch of a 10-year NFL veteran.
Right.
Better believe it.
I also saw a headline that even if your guy Aaron Rodgers signs with Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph is still going to be ahead of Aaron Rodgers on the depth chart.
Do they want to have an explosion early? Read the room, guys. If he's your quarterback on your roster, he's starting for your team.
Could you imagine, though, like Mike Tomlin makes him the backup? How great that would be if Aaron Rodgers signed there and Mike Tomlin goes, Mason Rudolph's going to be our starter today, and you start him against the Jets in week one. The TV networks would bail on that game fast.
Man. So who plays more games this year, Aaron Rodgers or Shedeur Sanders?
Rodgers.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
I'm going to say Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Rodgers for sure.
I think so. Either in New Orleans or Pittsburgh. We don't know which one, but one or the other. Probably Pittsburgh, but I think Aaron Rodgers plays more games.
I'd be shocked if Sanders plays this year.
That bad, huh?
Do you think he's going to be that bad, or they just have enough options to get him through where they don't have to play
I don't think
year,
he should
right?
play this year. Yeah, I think they have options. Yeah.
They have options, not great options, but they've got options. But I see what I'm with you. Like, if you could let this guy sit all year Mahomesian style, go for it.
What's going to happen this year on the Browns with Shedeur Sanders, really? What are we going to learn this season?
Just sit out. It may ultimately hurt him.
Exactly.
In the NFL. Yes. And those are the things that you have to consider. Like, is this guy ready to be the starting quarterback in the NFL? Oof. Most people would probably say no. You've got 37-year-old Joe Flacco out there. Mm-hmm. Who's his backup? They've got somebody else.
Yes, they do.
Kenny Pickett is who they have. So you've got two guys that have played a very long time in you know, the NFL combined, obviously. Just let Shedeur Sanders hang out. There's no reason. Then you got Giomano Cavazzi or whoever they drafted there be ahead of Shedeur Sanders. So, I mean,
Dylan Gabriel, who's like older than me.
Yeah. Like you got dudes on your roster.
And you're taller.
You may be taller than that guy. He is tiny. Who do you think plays more this year, Shedeur Sanders, or do you think his running mate, Travis Hunter, has more opportunity this year? Because they're showing him in a bad light over the weekend. Ooh. He can't catch things falling out of the sky and ran a bad route, and everybody's like losing their minds over this.
He sneezes weird. He walks different. Rookie camp in full force.
I think we know what Rob's going to say later today.
He's washed by Travis Hunter already. Already.
Already.
I don't know, Carrington. I saw this Travis Hunter try to catch batons that were falling from the sky. He couldn't do it. He's washed.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jose Alvarado. Tough weekend for you, too.
Yeah, that guy had a tough weekend, too.
And God.
Yeah, see you later. 80 games and no postseason. Take care of yourself.
Have a good one, buddy. Yeah. Might as well. Golly.
So, good stuff from the rookie minicamps all over the place, man.
Yeah, you guys act like sports don't ever, or that they go away in the summer. Not many at rookie camp.
Yeah, rookie
where
minicamp.
Where everybody is immediately focused in on, all I saw this weekend. outside of baseball, the journalism won the race.
Yeah. And I totally forgot that was taking place this weekend.
Well, dude,
yeah.
That's on horse racing.
Yeah, it really is.
Because they build up the Kentucky Derby like it's the Super Bowl, which it is.
It is.
And then it's like, you have another opportunity, like, I think it's like 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later.
2 weeks later, you'd be like, hey, you get Preakness and the Stakes, like, back to back. Like, right. There's a week off, and then you get bang, bang. And it's like, everyone was like, oh, yeah, journalism, horse, duh.
Yeah.
Like,
but the guy who won the Kentucky Derby didn't race in the Preakness, so it just kind of killed the whole vibe of potentially going for a Triple Crown. So, like, why are we even going to pay attention, you know, to this race? I completely forgot it was going on. You know, totally forgot it was on.
I think the jockey was in the transfer portal.
Oh, was he? Yeah. For the horse in the Kentucky Derby that won? All right, fair enough. That's good.
Battling
Peter. That's like horseradish.
Yeah.
Where to put, Brandon. Don't you dare. Imagine a horse with a Quick Trip sticker on his ass.
Oh, yeah, I'd like that.
That's just not right. It's literally just a sticker.
Right.
He's getting whipped with a feather whip the entire race. No, mm-hmm. I didn't even know what was going on. I saw the call was like great or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I got a text from somebody. It said a win for journalism. I'm like, what happened?
What did I miss?
And I'm like, did you send a link? I'm like waiting for the – I'm like – And it was like, they thought I was being typical Bob, like I was, you know, pulling their leg type stuff.
Alec, yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about, man. Like the previous, I'm like, oh, totally forgot about that race being run this weekend.
I wanted to tell you, I don't know who won the Kentucky Derby.
I can't remember right now. Affirm, was it? Or, no, you know, Aftermath? Or
I watched it at the bar.
Morning After? Or, I mean, I honest to God couldn't tell you who won. It was something that was like related to journalism, though, because people were mocking it or something like that. Was it something with an A? Hell if I know. But I know that horse didn't race in the Kentucky Derby or in the Preakness, and so there's no reason to have that conversation.
Yeah. Soon to be Destiny?
Is that what it was?
I don't know. Somebody will have it on the text.
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty. Yeah, that's what it was. I knew it started with an A.
I was way off. God, what else? Okay, so how about, did you guys experience any of this with Spectrum going out on Saturday?
I have no idea what you mean. I don't have Spectrum, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was out of town. Yeah, I was chilling.
Okay, so this happened Saturday around 3:30 Lee Summit time, right? Had plans to go do stuff. Was going to watch, you know, the game or whatever. So I wasn't watching this horse race whether or not I wanted to or not. Apparently, I don't know this to be true. I'm sure the text line can bring this up. Either Spectrum got hacked or somebody found out like a spot and cut the cord.
Oh.
And power outage all throughout the city. So a couple buddies of mine, they went and ate at Earl's Premier.
Mm-hmm.
Been there.
Good spot. Great spot. Yeah.
It's like a tornado hit Maine and this bar and brought it over here like Wizard of Oz style and planted right in the middle of the Brookside area.
Yeah.
Fantastic place.
It is. It's wonderful.
And so they were there and they said, you know, theirs things went down. They were doing the old school swipe.
Oh,
of the
they
car.
Were? Okay.
Yeah. So then.
Oh, I was thinking Spectrum TV, but cable, internet, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So right, you had Google Fiber, you were winning in downtown Lee Summit. Mm-hmm. So then we started calling these places because we're like, well, we don't have cable and internet. Let's go downtown and watch a game on the TV or something like that. Turns out, can't call down there. Nobody has. So you find out who has Spectrum by calling.
Right.
Straight to voicemail. My buddy who owns the Red Door. I'm like, hey, man, are you experiencing it? Yep. I have literally had, I'm not kidding, a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet of everybody that came in that left him their information so he could like call them the next day and be like, okay.
And process the cards and stuff like that. Oh my gosh. When you said they had the swiper still, I'm like, I can't believe people still have those lying around.
Went out completely. So like in the city, in the area, just nothing. Like
how long was it out for?
Shoot. I don't know. They said it was going to be out until at least 9 p.m.
Okay. That's real good for businesses and restaurants and all that kind of stuff.
Brutal.
Wow.
I awful. Never understood like how great it is to just always have cash on you.
Right.
FYI. Lesson learned. Like, go to the ATM once a week, withdraw whatever you need to have, and just have it on you.
You have cash on you. You sound like my father-in-law. Cash is king, right?
No
and
doubt.
Then ask for a discount,
it
too,
was
because
crazy.
Most places will give you a cash discount. Yeah. About 10% or so, if you ask them for it, they'll give you that discount.
Yeah,
so you
Spectrum
can save some
goes
money.
Out, man.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
that's why they
tough.
Showed that pirate ship that wrecked against. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
What's that about? Like this is all this. Just the weekend was crazy.
That pirate ship hitting the Brooklyn Bridge was insane. Wow. I mean, I was down rabbit holes with my buddy the other day
like,
about
on, like,
that.
The sails like holding. I'm like, why are you here?
What
first off,
yeah.
Like,
well, they were apparently somebody said, and I read this, and I don't know. They said they were celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States, the 250th birthday of the United States. Our birthday 1776,
July 4th.
Right. right? And it's also 2025, so we would not be celebrating the 250th anniversary until next year, right?
It's
that's kind of the way that I look at
that's
it.
That's like horseradish.
You do the math. It's 25. It's 76. We're not there yet to celebrate the 250th birthday of the United States of Freedom. But by God, let's do a parade up a river. And like, aren't we going to learn? Like, didn't we learn from that boat in Baltimore last year that like you better not hit bridges
and things of that nature?
The Suez Canal thing that got stuck 2 years ago, and we blame that for everything that was taking place for about a year. And then you've got this big mast of it. There were people on that mast, like lit on fire.
It was daytime. The bridge came out of nowhere at night. Like, the Brooklyn Bridge is lit up. Like, Brooklyn Bridge, probably one of the most identified bridges there are. Like, Golden Gate, Brooklyn Bridge.
Here comes a bridge. It doesn't look like we're going to clear it, Jim. Go for it.
Look out, Jim.
Look out, Jim. It's a bridge. Ah!
And then you got...
Yes. And all these people are on these masts holding hands and like, what the hell?
I think that was Chris Columbus coming back to get his holiday back. Take away my Monday.
I mean, my God, I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. That was weird.
And then Sunday was perfect. PGA Championship Sunday. Game 7, that failed us all.
Two Game 7s, two turds.
Yeah, just the sad trumpet sound. That Oklahoma City Thunder game and Nuggets game, terrible.
Terrible.
Didn't need to watch the second half. At one point, it got to like almost 30. I think it was 30.
It was at one point, yeah.
And the Royals won.
And the Royals won. Hey, got a win yesterday.
But hey,
finally.
Guys, it is happening. It is officially happening. We are starting to see the process of the wheels turn as we dive into this show. I want to come back, though. When we get back, I want to say what Nikola Jokic said, because what he said is what we'll all be doing, because Caglione is on his way to AAA in Omaha. We'll dive into that on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
We'll see. But from now on, like next couple days, there's going to be a lot of beer, probably.
Tell him. Tell him, Joker. Your season's over. You got nothing to prove. You could retire tomorrow and be a Hall of Famer.
We will see, you know. But from now on, like next couple days, there's going to be a lot of beer, probably.
So there we go.
How's that any different than what he normally would have done?
I feel like he's one of those, like, no booze during the work season.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Is he? Okay.
Right. I feel that way, like method actor type. But Sunday was a couple of beers, man, because the announcement that took over the world, a rough weekend for your boys in blue, right?
Rough weekend.
St. Louis came to town, slapped you in the face Friday, was there. Great game, great time, great weather, great atmosphere, terrible result.
Yeah.
Saturday, the game is, if you blinked Saturday, like, Spectrum was out the entire game. Didn't even see it. Followed on my phone, but it was over in like 2 hours and 10 minutes. 1-0.
Yep.
Game over. Sunday, at least they got a win. They got a W. And then the big win for the fan base was a huge win for me as well. The announcement that Jack Caglione will be promoted to AAA. Woo. So we're there, boys. We're at that point, right? And I got to thinking to myself about what Bob has said, what Vern has said about patience, and that. In reality, it's not necessarily the greatest thing if he does come to the major leagues, because something has gone wrong. Something is catastrophically wrong with this team. You've lost your 2 and 3 pitchers for now.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Not only did you lose games over the weekend, but you lost Reagans and Lugo. Now, they're not too concerned,
right,
which is the good thing about those guys being injured. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, said, how concerned are you? Not at all.
Right.
So that's a sigh of relief. But this is now the second time Reagans has had that groin injury. It feels like that's going to be one of those things that we're kind of dealing with all season long, right?
And you're at the point now where it's like, okay, do we shelf this guy for a month and give him 2 or 3 starts off?
Yeah.
And let him just get that thing right.
But with the way that Cameron guy's pitching, why the hell not, right? I mean, now he's had 2 good games.
So sad to see that start get wasted.
Yeah.
And I mean that because it was a great start.
It was a fantastic start.
And 1-0. So the offense is down bad.
Yep.
Your 2 pitchers are down. Now, I know Lugo's was like a finger strain. So either like you know, nicked it on something or like something happened to where he'll be fine. But the move to AAA, he's played right field. That is a sore spot in your lineup. That's a sore spot in your fielding as well. I mean, I know Renfro, you know, whatever.
Hey, Renfro's the reason they won yesterday.
Hey, man.
Way to go, Hank.
And so now you're seeing the process. And you look at it and you're like, okay, well, they could definitely use a bat. He did everything he was supposed to in AA. I think and some. I think he exceeded expectations. Not only that, we talked to Ned Yost on, what was it, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, as soon as I get done with this stuff here in Kansas City, I'm going straight to Arkansas and watch this kid play. So he plays in front of
How
Ned.
Long did Ned watch him play for? Like three innings? He goes, all right, we're good here.
Yeah. I mean, probably watched him come out of the dugout and said, that's the okay.
Yeah, I've seen this guy in spring training. Yeah. Took a couple of hacks against some AA pitch. We're ready to go here, JJ. Right. What are we wasting our time
and
on?
They all came out and watched him. JJ was there. Some other people were there. The move to AAA, it's there. He was in AA for maybe a month and a half. They started their season April 7th. Mm-hmm. He got promoted on May 18th. You have a date where you think that there could be a possibility we actually see him on the major league roster.
Well, I don't know that we'll see him, but June 11th is the date to keep in mind. That's when the clock stops ticking. And so that's when you don't lose that year of eligibility that teams are so cautious about, you know, when they bring up these minor leaguers. But, you know, if he's ready to go, he's ready to go. I wouldn't look at that as a date, especially with the 27 situation happening in the collective bargaining agreement, probably going to be changed from the way we currently know it right now. And that's also part of the other, you know, situation that we're in, is that you've got a good team right now, the possibility of a work stoppage or that collective bargaining agreement changing drastically after the 26th season should weigh on the minds of everybody in baseball right now. And they should operate like we're done after 26 of the way we currently know it, because I do think we are. And so if this kid gets ready and it's July or it's June, you know, 10th or something, a day before, maybe you keep him down. That's a bad example. But if he goes down to AAA and just destroys AAA pitching over the next 3 weeks, then maybe you do decide to bring him up early, because you have to be able to balance. And this is the tricky situation. I don't know if he's the savior of this ball club at all. And counting on a guy who just got promoted from AA to be the savior of AAA would be fool's gold on our part. But you also have a lineup that can't hit themselves out of a wet paper bag at this point in time, right? It's this past weekend, I think, was the like, okay moment. Like, all right, it's time to turn this thing around offensively, because you're still getting great pitching performances no matter who is out there for you, whether it's Cameron or whether it's Reagans or whether it's Lugo or Waka or whoever.
Boobalicious.
Yeah, Boobalicious. Like, you're getting great pitching performances, and you have to start capitalizing on it, because Detroit's already run away with this division and hid, right? I mean, they're like 32-15 or something like that. Like, seriously, like, they have run away and hid with the American League Central Division. So now you have to start thinking about wild card. And Cleveland got swept by Cincinnati over the weekend. Minnesota lost one time since, I don't know, like, I mean, they won 13 in a row, for God's sakes, the damn Minnesota Twins coming out of nowhere now. Mm-hmm. And so now you're battling against, you know, the Yankees, the Red Sox, all those other teams for that wild card spot right now. So you've got to find a way to get some offense. Is Cags the answer? I don't know that Cags is the answer to be your offensive juggernaut, but he's making them feel like they got a decision to make now. And it's going to be very interesting to see what he does at AAA, but June 11th is that date, from what I've been told, where if you are called up before June 8th, you gain a year of service time. If you're held back to like June 12th, then you don't get that year of service time, and it keeps your arbitration eligible another year. And so we've gone this far, we might as well wait until that date happens. But if we run into a situation where injuries mount up or nobody's hitting and this guy's dominating for a couple of weeks, what the hell, you know, see what he can do. But again, I think he's down in AAA, and he's kind of like that Christmas gift that you hid in the closet in July. You just kind of wait for Christmas to get here before you bring him up. But nonetheless, I mean, the excitement abound, because this kid is now in AAA and he's getting that much closer to coming up to Kansas City and being a reality here.
Yeah, he's in the conversation now that is the, you know, the prospect conversation of, is he one of those cannot miss guys? Because you had Bubba Starling, it didn't go the way you wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
I know MJ is somewhat of a product of that, because of the number of home runs he put up that year in AAA, where you look at it and you tell yourself, okay, I know he's not going to hit 47 home runs in the big leagues, but 35 is not a far stretch cry. That's 12 less, and it's still 35. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Bobby, everything that Bobby was promised, Bobby's Jon Snow of Game of Thrones. He's the prince that's promised. Like, this is a guy, he's done it. He survived. He went through all these steps. He got here. It's worked.
And a total sidebar on that. Look at the two best athletes in town, Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr., right? What do they both have in common besides Bobby Stroop? Their dads and being brought up in the game, right? And having that background and how vital that is. And the game was never too big for them because they experienced this stuff as a kid. You and I were kind of talking about these guys in the clubhouse and stealing meals, things like that, to go from Capitol Grill when they cater it in and whatnot. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, those are dudes who haven't been there and done that before, right? You got to act like you've been there before. And Bobby Witt and Patrick Mahomes both were there before because they were raised in Major League Baseball clubhouses, you know, with their dads and whatnot. So they understand the game was never too big for them. And Jack Caglione, from what I've seen, whether it be at spring training or Double A, doesn't look like it's too big for him, you know, at this point in time either. And so you got to keep it that way. You can't let the game get too big for you where you're like, oh my God, that's so-and-so across the way or something like that, because then you'll never have success.
Yeah, 22-6-5, 250. All those are maybe not well known, but they're out there. And then obviously when we went down there with Cody Golden Drew, meeting him, knowing who he is now as like a person and an athlete, the guy is wise beyond his years. Mm-hmm. The guy is very cool, calm and collected, not arrogant, very, very fun. I would say very big, bright smile, booming personality, larger than life type of guy. And wouldn't even know it if you met him.
Yeah, and you mentioned staying down for a year or two, which was beneficial. I mean, it really was. Keeping Patrick down for a year, keeping Bobby down for an entire calendar year, a full season of minor league baseball, it really does. It does help you develop who you are as a person and gives you an opportunity to learn as opposed to having to go out there and do. And sometimes sitting back and just learning is better than trying to go out there and figure things out. And so they both had kind of great leaders, you know, kind of, you know, with Alex Smith, and then you could say kind of Bobby Witt. But I think once Cags comes up here, I think he's going to be the Eric Hosmer of this ball club. Okay. And what I mean by that is he's going to be the go-to guy in the locker room. He's going to be the leader, the face of this team. Bobby may still be your best player on this team, but Jack Caglione is going to be that Eric Hosmer, that guy that everybody kind of gravitates to and becomes that leader inside the locker room. And Bobby can go out there and he'll do his baseball thing, but when it comes to giving that soundbite, keeping guys accountable, being the kind of the cop of the locker room, if you will, that leader, I feel like Cags has got that personality in him more so than Bobby Witt. And that's not a knock at Bobby Witt at all. That just shows you like how big a presence that Jack Caglione, I think, is going to be once he gets up to this level.
And I'm not putting Gordo and Bobby's category of player status, but they were kind of the same. Where
very similar, yeah.
Gordon didn't talk a whole lot, but when he did, you shut up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the same thing that Bobby carries. Like, he doesn't have to, and obviously his aura, his playing ability and style and where he is like at a level of superstardom, I think speaks for itself. He doesn't have, Vinny's the mouthpiece right now.
Correct.
He's the guy that'll go out there and say what everybody's thinking, and everyone kind of has his back to kind of deliver it in the way that he wants to. Sal, obviously the captain who's got everybody. But no, I think people should be, and again, I'm not saying that nobody will, but I think people should root for Cags to absolutely blow Omaha out of the water.
Absolutely.
Because if he does that, then maybe the possibility is you do have that next duo of athletes in Kansas City. And if that works out, because where, you know, Bobby and Pat, you know, their careers, I get it. Like they waited behind people, or they took their time to get Bobby up here and really make it look like it was a well-oiled machine before they put it out on the road. Same thing with Pat and with everything that Alex Smith did. Cags playing in college is kind of that different, you know, road. Like they tell you in radio when you get out of college, go to a small town, do everything yourself and build your, you know, resume, and then move back to the big city. That's what they'll tell you to do. Or if you don't do that, you got to start small and you got to take your time and work your way up a ladder. And then eventually the call of the show happens.
Right.
Almost in the same amount of time, if you were to go to college in baseball and play for 3.5 years and then get drafted and then go through the minor league system. Mm-hmm. But I think this is one of those things, man. Like I really do, because I told Speck this about 2 months ago. I said, how many times has a minor league athlete been one of the top three storylines of a team? And he's like, Bobby was the last one. It worked out. He goes, there might be somewhat of a chance that this kid could be a generational talent. Again, I'm not saying he's going to come to the big leagues, hit 55 home runs this year, 340. But this team is in dire needs of a jolt of lightning in that lineup, and this guy is a jolt of lightning of a personality, and he's got a lot of jolts in those baseball bat and those swings.
You remember Jolt Cola back in the day? Oh yeah, I mean, that had like 37 tablespoons of sugar in one can or something like that.
Man.
That's kind of what the Royals need. I mean, they do need that jolt right now because the pitching still is there, man, and you're still absolutely out-dueling people, and you're not getting that jolt you need from the offense at this point in time. And that's why the weekend was so upset. Is because for the most part you had good pitching, right? For the most part you had good pitching, and you weren't able to do anything offensively. Even yesterday with that win, we were sweating that thing out with 2-1 type of game. You just didn't know what was going to happen, and so they need to find ways to start blowing some of these games open. I know you were kind of dialed into Sunday Night Baseball for a while. When did the game get blown open? Finally in the eighth inning when Bellinger hits the grand slam, right? Who's that guy for the Royals that's going to come up and break a game open? We really haven't seen that this year. And is it going to be Jack Caglione? The only issue that I have with him coming up is I don't want us to be in the way of Jack Caglione being able to get the job done at the big league level. Because I know how we are as fans. Everybody's this way. This kid gets called up, the pressure's going to be on him. And I do think at this point in time where this major league club is from an offensive standpoint, terrible time to bring up Jack Caglione. Go trade for a major leaguer. Let that guy get inserted into the lineup. Let him handle the pressure. And then when the offense starts clicking, then bring Jack Caglione up. Because I don't want this guy to be looked at as, oh my God, he's got to save this team, because that's the way we're going to do it. Because I don't trust us as fans. It's the way we react to everybody, right? We thought Lovett Starling was going to be this magical guy, and he never was. We all have these prospects over the years we think are going to be these magical guys. So if you can bring him up and insert him in, like just like they did with Patrick Mahomes, right? He never really had to quote-unquote save the franchise. They were winning when he came in, and then he took them to the next level, you know?
Correct. Yeah, that's good. It is Monday. You got an overreaction?
I do.
Okay.
I don't know if it's winning at all. No.
Okay.
I'm not going to rub it into Mac's little face today that the Knicks won and
he's
the Celtics
time.
Lost.
That game was over like, what, 6 days ago?
Yeah, I know. It was on Saturday, middle of the afternoon. He probably doesn't even remember the Celtics playing in the NBA playoffs this year. But for me, I'm going to overreact, and I am going to say that Angel Reese has the opportunity to become the least liked athlete in the history of American professional sports. Already one game into the WNBA season, and we're already starting to see sparks fly with that rivalry with Caitlin Clark. Like
so
she tried to fight
the sky, not the sparks.
I know. I thought about that after I said that the sky is already falling and everybody has a fever and the only cure is more Caitlin. And she drops a triple double the other day. Done. Right. And has an unbelievable performance. And then Angel Reese tries to fight her on the court. Mm-hmm. And I just think you're going about it the wrong way, Angel, man. Like, you have the opportunity to be the second best right now, kind of the running mate to Caitlin Clark. Embrace each other. Oh, do God. This thing together. Go hand in hand. Dominate the WNBA. Dominate the sports world. And yet she doesn't do it. Trying to fight Caitlin Clark? Come on. And then Caitlin just like walked away like it was no big deal, which was
awesome.
A baller move by Caitlin Clark, right? I mean, she just walked away. Oh, hi, how are you? What's your name again? Type of thing. And the more that Caitlin Clark does that, I think the angrier that Angel is going to get. And I just think by the time this is all said and done, instead of embracing this moment and being her running mate, she's going to end up forming a antagonistic relationship, not just with Caitlin Clark, but with the rest of the WNBA fans as well.
I kind of want her to continue to be the heel. I think that, and I'm not trying to.
That's fine.
But like, to take the other side of your conversation, I like that point that you made with Caitlin Clark, because I thought that Saturday was great, because we said this yesterday, like on the show last week. Well done, WNBA. 2:30, no NBA to deal with. Here's our biggest star against her biggest rival, and we're going to make it available for you to watch. And they didn't disappoint, right? So before that play, there's a play where Angel Reese actually pushes somebody. No one really saw that. So then Caitlin kind of gave her the little, you know, push, walked away, did her thing. But the running mate with Caitlin will be Paige.
I think you're probably right about
she'll
that.
They'll be the good girls. And then Angel Reese just has to go find her running mate.
Yeah.
And there'll be one, because this sport is growing and personalities will come with it. Mm-hmm. And then you build your league. And then you got your bad girls, you got your good girls. You got people that want to root for both, and you let it flourish that way.
But it's been great drama, right?
For sure.
Like, we're talking WNBA. If we're not having Angel Reese develop into one of the least liked athletes in America, we're probably not talking about the WNBA like we are right now. Mm-hmm. But that it is very WWE. You're developing your characters right now. And you could say this is probably the second incarnation of the WNBA, like pre-Caitlin Clark, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't very popular. Nobody's calling and saying that the WNBA was the most popular sport.
BC.
Caitlin Clark got here, right? Again, before Caitlin. Absolutely right. BC and AC, right?
Yeah.
And now you're dealing with a completely different league with one of the most coveted athletes on planet Earth for endorsements, for kids, for everybody. I mean, hitting shots all over the place. Like, she's remarkable. This is like WNBA 2.0. And so they're starting to establish the characters, you know? You've got your hero in Caitlin Clark. You've got your villain in Angel Reese. Everybody's going to kind of fill in. And, you know, that's what you want. Like, Major League Baseball, learn from the WNBA. Create your cast of characters. Create your hero. Create your villains. Create your positive people, your negative people, and it all blends together. The NFL's done a great job with that, right? We've got our heroes, the Kansas City Chiefs, the villains, everybody else.
Or outside of Kansas City, strike that, reverse it.
Exactly.
Right. The rest of the world.
But Mahomes, like, who is the biggest villain in the NFL? Because it was easy. It was Belichick for all those years, right?
It's the man with no team.
Is it the man with no team? Is it Aaron Rodgers? He's the villain of the... Because Mahomes isn't a villain. As much as you may not like him, he's not a villain, right?
I mean, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Just somebody
I don't know what that means.
You're not rooting for. Somebody,
I think a lot of people are rooting very hardly against Patrick Mahomes.
But they're not rooting against him because they don't... Him. They sports hate him, but they don't hate him. I think there's genuine hate for Angel Reese. I think there's genuine hate for Aaron Rodgers. I think there's genuine hate for certain people that have played sports. Alex Rodriguez and guys like that. Barry Bonds, there was genuine hate. Roger Clemens, there was genuine hate for Roger Clemens.
Juan Soto this entire weekend.
Yeah, this entire weekend Juan Soto, right?
He was getting booed.
And he didn't perform either. So I don't necessarily think it's sports hate with Angel Reese and Aaron Rodgers. I think it's like personal hate with a lot of people too.
I think the overreaction I have this weekend is that Scottie Scheffler will win a career Grand Slam before Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth missed the cut this weekend at the PGA Championship. It was the one title that he does not have in the majors. He's got 3 out of 4. Could a career Grand Slam to this weekend. Did not miss the cut. Scottie Scheffler, now 3-time major champion, twice at the Masters this year. Another epic performance when he ran away with the competition.
Think a year ago, that guy was arrested. He's come out great on the other side. Rehabilitation works. What a great job. Yeah. Seriously, by the really the prison systems figured out Scottie Scheffler.
Tim Duncan of golf is what he was coined this weekend.
I love that term.
It's great.
It's the perfect comp.
I mean, it's a great comp, and there's nothing wrong with it. That's the thing. People said Tim Duncan was boring, and all he did was have a fistful of rings.
Exactly.
He was unbelievable.
Just the fundamental, man. Mr. Like Scottie Scheffler, you watch him. But yeah, I think that's my overreaction, that he will win the career Grand Slam. Needs the U.S. Open and then the Open, and then it's over for him. And they are the last two majors.
Wow. Left well, maybe he can win them both this year call it a day, right?
I mean, that'd be nuts.
Yeah,
dude.
Let's go.
Three majors in one season.
Jeez,
Tiger did the career Grand Slam wraparound. So he won 4
that's
in
incredible.
A row just in 2 different years.
Speed,
what's your
missing the cut. That sucks.
Yeah, it did.
Mine would be dynasties are better for the NBA. So it'll be 7 years of 7 different championships. Before this, since 1977, there were 7 teams that won 77% of the championships. So I think that if you look at the NBA history, the 70s were terrible for the NBA. The 80s was the Celtics and the Lakers. The 90s was the Bulls. The 2000s was the Spurs and the Lakers. The Warriors then in the 2010s. The NBA is searching for that next dynasty and tangentially the face of the league. They need it.
One thing in common that all those teams had a face of the league.
Yep. Everyone was the face of the league at one point.
No doubt.
My friend Paul worked with a guy named Richard Face. I'm not kidding.
Heard of him.
I am not kidding. The guy worked in Brighton, England. His name was Richard Face. He sent me emails with the guy's email address.
That's fantastic.
I say dynasties are good for all sports.
I think so, too. You got to have that team that everybody strives to be and to beat. Because the dynasty ultimately becomes the villain, right? Everybody 100%. Wanted to beat the Chiefs. But... I mean, not because of a negative thing. They just want to beat the Chiefs because they're the best. I think you have to have that. Yeah, I like the dynasty thing. I think the Knicks are on their way.
Oh, my.
GG's, I mean, Bob.
Yeah. The Knicks do have a potential new super fan. Timotei, can he surpass
Mike?
Can he's,
no.
Okay.
I think. I think
two.
Yeah. No, he is. But I think
25 or something like that.
I think Spike is like he's grandfathered in. He just right. had. I mean, he's been there since day one.
I want some new. Thing. I want some new blood in there. Like Timothée getting dragged out of that car and just doing life.
Yeah. How about that? That was fun.
That guy's one of us.
He's awesome.
But until he's on the court like Spike doing all that stuff during the game and talking trash to Reggie Miller in the middle of a game, like if Timothée Chalamet starts talking trash to somebody in the middle of a game like Spike did with Reggie Miller back in the day, then maybe he will supersede it.
Let's get Tyrese's dad back in the arena. There Let's get Chalamet and Mr. Halliburton.
He just shows up to the garden dressed as his character from Dune with that thing in his nose.
Yeah.
Where you at, Mr. Halliburton? Yeah. Sit down. Remember, I can read your thoughts.
But I don't know that Chalamet would do that. He's too busy with the Kardashians. Yeah. Spike Lee's in the middle of it all. That's what I like about it.
That's true.
And Tracy Morgan's just Ralphing on the court. Coming up on the other side, AJ Brown said something. He's pissed about the cost of haircuts. What's something that you are never going to understand why they cost that much? We'll discuss on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Shout out to the Nike ad this weekend. You guys see it? Scottie Scheffler hitting a ball down the fairway. It says, best player in the world, ? Underneath it, guilty. Period. Swish.
So Nike's back Swish. In the golf game, huh?
Oh, well, they've always been in the golf game. They just don't have the equipment anymore.
Not doing the clubs anymore. No. They're not getting back to the clubs, are they?
No.
So where they got some slacks and some shoes and some gloves and some visors and things of that nature?
Great polos. And they
Are they good ones?
Yeah, they mastered the brand.
Okay.
Last year or the year before, one of my buddies was watching a major tournament. Scottie Scheffler obviously was in it. Nike Swoosh is on his back left shoulder.
Okay.
My buddy goes, why the hell would they put their swoosh there?
Because you saw it.
And I'm like, obviously. Well, we only see golfers from behind most of the broadcast. So, like, what does Nike do? Product placement. Boom. Right there on the left shoulder.
Absolutely.
Genius.
It's a smart move. Yeah. It's like when you look at the Royals and they've got the QT logo. Notice where the QT logo is on the players. It's on the arm where they're batting, whatever their front arm is. If you're a lefty, it's on your right arm. Yeah. And if you're a righty, it is on your left arm. And so when you bat, it's right there in front of you so everybody can see that. Yeah, so it is. It absolutely is product placement. And it's smart. If you're doing it the other way, then you're not getting your money's worth out of the deal.
Yeah. But you sent an article because I thought it was going to say something completely different because it looked like on my phone, AJ Brown upset. And
yeah,
I'm like,
right.
This guy was just talking about how he loves Philadelphia.
Well, that was last week.
Yeah. And then I'm like, all of a sudden, like, is he mad? He's like in Philadelphia. Is there like a rot? And then it's now he's extremely mad that haircuts cost the price that they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Like he can't get over the inflationary cost of the haircut price, right?
Yeah, like also, doesn't he have like a team barber?
Well, you do, yes, okay. Because I've seen the team barbers for certain teams. Yeah. I've been in there when they're cutting the hair in the Royals side of things and the Chiefs side. Yes, a lot of the times they do bring in the team barber, but if you don't, maybe the team barber's charging them $7,500. And if I'm the team barber for a team, sorry, that's what I'm doing as well. I'm not coming here for my health, you know?
Because how much does your haircut cost?
Mine is about $25 I pay for my haircut. Yeah. I mean, you know, I go to a friend of mine who cuts my hair. She's been doing it for 20 years, right. But you know, it is what it is, but
yeah, mine's, I mean, with tip, it's total, it's like $30, mm-hmm. But I mean, I've been going to the same guy for the last 15 years.
Right.
So it's just,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was like, whoa, I can't believe the price of a haircut is absolutely right. Expensive. And I was like, there are certain things that you just can't accept that have moved up in price. Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like
eggs were wild for a while.
Eggs for a little bit. Yep. Korea blew everybody's mind about that. For me, it's always been the 59-cent big QT. Like, where the hell did that go? Why don't we have the 59-cent drink anymore at Quick Trip? I know it hasn't been that way probably in about 20 years, but I remember every summer you would walk in and they'd have the 59-cent 32-ounce mm-hmm. drink at Quick Trip. Where is that? Why have they stopped doing that? Like, that's what it is. But for me, I'm like, damn, that used to be 59 cents. Yeah, Bob, when before you had children, it was 59 cents.
Fries at McDonald's are $3.59 for a medium.
That's insane.
That's absurd.
I was blown away.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I stuck it down, had a little hankering for some fries.
Heck yeah.
Slid through the drive-thru, dub cheese, medium fry. $7.50.
See, that's nuts to me.
I was like, whoa, fries.
The price of fast food right now is the same as going to Chili's. They show it on TV. I mean, when I was in college, the number one at McDonald's was $2.99.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts.
What's a Big Mac meal cost now?
I bet
$10? $12?
Oh, yeah. Probably $10. And yours was bigger. Yours was actually a Big Mac. Yeah. Ours is a small Mac.
Yeah. They've reduced the size of the Big Mac. No, $2.99, I remember back then. And I remember back when I was in high school, now we're talking 30 years ago, but 99-cent bacon double cheeseburgers at Burger King, brother. Let me tell you about those. Oh, my God.
My buddies were all in love with the Rodeo Burger.
Yes, you put a little bacon. Yeah,
I was gonna say onion rings, barbecue sauce, bacon and cheese on the little, and they go get like $3 for $4.
Yeah, back in the day, like back in the day too, at our high school, they would give out just free cheeseburgers to Burger King all the time. Oh, you showed up on time. Here's a coupon for a free cheeseburger. You got these awards all the time because Burger King was basically on the campus of the high school, so we would all go down there. Don't do that in between football practices. When we had double sessions back in the day. You puke your ass out. Awful.
But puke your ass out.
Yeah, you did. That was coming out of both ends, man. You eat three or four double cheeseburgers and go back into a football practice at 2 p.m. You're not doing well. But yeah, bacon double cheeseburgers at Burger King were 99 cents. Add a little barbecue sauce, man. That is fire. Fire, baby. Fire.
Hey, tell you something about that, man.
Exactly.
You're at a Rodeo Burger.
He's getting into it.
You lash that thing in. It's dead.
So I'm with AJ Brown. Like, prices, man. Like,
yeah.
Has anything changed in your lifetime, Mr. 26-year-old?
Where you're beef jerky my whole life, I feel like. Just, what the hell, man?
It is expensive.
You get six pieces. The bag's huge. Yeah. There's nothing in there. No. It's all air. It's $20.
Yeah. It is, and you get that little like packet of something to make it stay moist. Yeah, do not eat or feed to the dog. Yeah,
yeah. I always thought that was poison.
Back when I was in second grade, I wrote a company to the Lance potato. I wrote a letter to the Lance potato chip company and complained about the air in the bags. Huge case of chips showed up at my front door.
Really?
In college, I wrote every beer company and said their beer was skunk. Beer trucks would show up and drop cases off.
Hell yeah!
It was unbelievable. People were like, what have you done? I'm like, I just wrote letters, man. And here come all these beer trucks. That's and they're awesome. Dropping off cases of beer at the fraternity house. We're like, oh my God, the hell did you do? Took some time, wrote a letter. Write a letter to the beef jerky company.
Okay.
See what they tell you. Tell them you're in second grade.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And then send a today picture and they'll be like, yeah, I guess he is in second
makes
grade,
sense.
Right?
Tracks.
But yeah, I mean, a whole box of chips and cookies crackers and all that kind of stuff showed up. Got to write a letter.
All right.
I was Karen long before there was Karen. This was second grade. I'm like, you get three chips in a bag. And it was 25 cents for a small bag of chips back then.
So terrible. 80% air.
Yeah.
913 says, Dusty, get that Mac app. You get medium free medium fries every time.
It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Like putting peanut butter and chocolate in Bob's house.
Yes, it is, man.
What the hell happened
chance.
To Bob? He's like in the basement, everything's dark. He's like a chocolate ring around his mouth. He's like,
peanut butter.
I got a hold of it. It's like, okay.
Here's what a win, Jim. Peanut
stay butter down and here chocolate. For a couple days, Bob. We'll let you out here in a second.
Can we get a 59-cent big Q this summer, please?
Yeah, that's a good promotion.
Send a letter.
Yeah. I might.
Yeah. Hey, Quick Trip.
You're a Quick Trip. Now you just complain on social media, right? You didn't have to write a letter back then and explaining yourself and being nice.
Somebody from the 913 says, you used to get two McDoubles, a medium fry, and a large drink for $5 even.
Damn.
Oh, dude, that meal now is like $11.80.
Easy. Easy. You get half of what that guy just suggested.
A small DQ Blizzard is now more expensive than a pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. It was $5.69 last night for a small Blizzard.
I saw those prices recently. We went to DQ a couple of weeks ago, got the mini. It was like $4.69. I'm like, for the mini. Yeah, it's insane.
You gotta get a mini for Winnie and just have it be.
I just plain vanilla, right? We went to Andy's the other night, gave the kids money to go get Andy's. I got a peanut butter jackhammer vanilla ice cream with just peanut butter in the middle. Oh my God, it's so deliciously awesome.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you wanna know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro.
You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Smash. Jack Caglione was promoted to AAA. We'll dive more into that. Plus, early season predictors on the Chiefs. You are going to absolutely laugh when you see what Fox Sports has for the Kansas City Chiefs in 2025. Here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.